Welcome to the Real O Show podcast. I'm Zachary.
And I'm Joshua. And we're brothers chasing down the curiosities of our life.
And on this show, we'll discuss the most influential people, music, and topics going on in the world.
And today's show, we're discussing what's hot and cold as we recap 2023. I tell you I'm on a roll. About to get all this dope. Me and no fuck niggas know. I swear to God, we the ghosts. This ain't the story they told. Man, if you know, then you know. I never had to tell my dogs when we on roll for breaks. They pay for getters. They want money more than they want.
We are here in 2024, and today we have a great show. We want to talk about our hot and cold. So we're giving three hots and one cold for content creators, music, and then we're giving one business snippet. Looking back on 2023, who won and who not lost, but maybe just didn't do as well as we thought. They didn't reach their expectations that we had, but doesn't mean they can't come and win 2024. So to start, Joshua, who are your three hot content creators of 2023?
I'm going to list them out, and then I will explain why I chose these people. Number one, no-brainer, Jake Paul, coming in heavy hitter. At number two, Ben Mala, real estate creator on YouTube. Absolutely incredible. We'll break that one down. And last but not least, Brianna Chicken Fry, the biggest women creator on Barstool, now dating Zach Brown, huge power couple. They are not only taking over 2023, but they are going to take over 2024.
That's a solid list, Osh. And I would say my top three, who I think blew it out of the water, are Mike Malak, possibly the best vlogger on YouTube. I know my subjective opinion, but if you're looking at it, one of the best doing it.
One of the goats.
You have Mark Phillips, who continues to just rise with his skit comedy. He's really getting out there. Now he's starting his own movie production, which I think is super interesting. Really bullish on him. And then Kai Cenat. Maybe it's an easy one, maybe not. But what he's able to achieve streaming in the community he has. I was talking at work the other day. If Kai Cenat and LeBron James walked down the street at different times, I honestly believe right now, Kai Cenat might have a bigger crowd. That's where I'm at. Like, that's his pull with the Gen Z crowd. Obviously, you'd have to be around kids and people that know that, and everybody knows who LeBron James is. But Kai Cenat is just as big as LeBron James. And I know that's wild to say, but it's the truth.
Yeah, I would only argue it purely at a height. I feel like Kai could get away with it because he's a little shorter. So he could sneak around a little easier, put the hood up. You're no hiding LeBron. All right, 6'9", ain't hiding LeBron. Sure. But I think we should break down why we chose these people, because at the end of the day, just saying a name doesn't really mean much. Yeah. So as we break down one, Jake Paul. I don't have to say a whole lot about Jake Paul. I think he's not only done more for boxing than almost anyone ever, arguably. Like, he has grown the sport when it was dying. And I love the fact that because he is now boxing, because he wants to be a world champion, and because he's not doing it for the money anymore, he needs to actually make money. So he's creating content again, which is where he, with his bread and butter. He has tons of businesses. He doesn't need to create content, but the world is better when Jake Paul is creating content, when Logan Paul is creating content. They're a dynamic duo. They won. I said Jake Paul, but you could have wrapped his brother in that duo as well.
I would have put Jake Paul in my three if he didn't use it, but the Paul brothers,
absolutely,
are the first influencers to become A-list celebrities.
Yes, they're absolutely. You could maybe now argue Pat McAfee, because I feel like Pat McAfee is now, he's getting that superstar tier. If you like sports, I should
but
say that.
But he played in the NFL.
He played in the NFL. So different. My next one is Ben Mala. This guy, I found him in the pandemic. Shout out to Get Your Keys with Kevin Fees. He put us on to him. He is a real estate guy. Not only is Ben Mala great TV, it's like reality TV, but this guy is breaking down deals. He is showing you how he is doing these triple net deals, how he's doing these $20 million hotel deals, whatever it may be, whether he's buying a Home Depot, a house, a boat, a car, whatever it is, he's breaking down these deals. He's showing people how wealthy people use their money, leverage money. It's very interesting. He's almost had 1 million followers, so you can catch him while he's still young. But I think Ben Mala not only won 2023, but I think he's going to win 2024 because he's not only a great person to watch, but he's educational. And I think that runs deep. We talk about it all the time.
I agree. I agree with that.
And then as we go move on, Brianna Chicken Fry. I may be a little biased because I made a video with Brianna Chicken Fry, not with her. She stitched one of my videos that I made of her that went absolutely bonkers. So I got maybe a little soft spot for this one, but her momentum in 2023 is absolutely crazy. She's been doing the Plan B podcast, which is huge. She does BFFs with fucking Dave Portnoy, which is huge.
And Josh Richards.
And Josh Richards. Yeah. And Josh Richards, also a superstar. That her trajectory is absolutely crazy. And then you add the fact that she's now dating Zach Brown, who is an absolute A-list, sell out any stadium in the world. Crazy. I mean, I can see them literally, if they stay together, taking over a lot of different industries in content, music, whatever it may be, because they're going to be a power couple for the near future.
I'll briefly go over my three, because I kind of said it as I was explaining my three. Mike Malak, possibly best vlogger on YouTube. Then you have Kai Cenat, biggest streamer out. And then I have Mark Phillips, just with his skit comedy. It's super relevant. He does great NBA personality skits, and the NBA is worldwide. And I think what he's doing with his movie production, short film, is going to play, because I just think movies are going to be 20 minutes or 25 minutes, 30 minutes. Who can make the best 30-minute video just because of attention spans? Obviously, you can make a two-hour video and people are going to watch it. But for the average person watching from their phone, they're probably not going to watch anything more than the 30-minute video. So I like those three.
I don't want to interrupt, because I want to jump off that. I think 2024 is a year of short films. You saw Cole Bennett did it. You saw Kai Cenat did it 2023. And we're going to get into Cole Bennett a little later in this episode. But I think 2024 is going to be the year of short films. I can see Kai Cenat bringing up more films. I would love to see Cole Bennett do it. I loved Cole Bennett's first one. A lot of people didn't really understand it. I thought it had a great message to it. Let's transition a little bit. Let's jump to artists. If you were done with...
I'll give my top three for the artists.
Yeah, give top three artists.
As we go. So my top three, obviously we'll start from the top, who's not like an emerging... Most people have probably heard of him if you listen to rap music. I'm going to say Rod Wave. Came out with Nostalgia. Continues to just get better and better. Selling out stadiums, looking like a fucking playoff game. He continues to impress. Obviously soft spot for him. One of my favorite, selfish favorite. Then I would go LaRussell, who we had on our podcast. Incredible human. Great guy. And what I like most about LaRussell is what he does for artists outside of himself. And not only does he create content, so he stands behind everything that we believe in, that, yeah, you can make great music, but you have to make content. And that's how you sell tickets. And that's how you get people to actually follow you and care. So LaRussell continues to win and is going to continue to impress. And if you don't know who LaRussell is, do some research, spend some time, listen to his music, follow him on IG, Twitter, TikTok, whatever you like. Definitely spend some time there. And then Cole Bennett, said it with what he's doing. I just think Cole Bennett continues to win with Lyrical Lemonade. He's kind of building out his own thing that he can put his hat on. Plus, every music video he makes just is a spectacle, honestly.
I completely agree with all three of them. I want to say, before I say this list, Rod Wave, Drake, they were stoned in. I don't want to talk about the number ones. I want to talk about the people that people may be not talking about. So my first one, and these are in no particular order for me. My first one, Tyla Yahweh. Again, I did selfishly interview him in 2023, but I thought his project, Heartful of Rage 2, was an unbelievable project. I think it was my fourth most listened album of the year. I think Tyla killed it. I think he's extremely talented, and I'm very, very excited for him to continue to drop music, and I hope to see him live perform one day. My next one, Lil Yachty. I don't know if anybody was more influential in hip hop in 2023 than Lil Yachty. Like, his Slide 3-pack, hot. All the work he did with Drake on For All the Dogs, and basically living with Drake the last year, just making music with him, unbelievable. Unbelievable. He's done it all. He was my comeback player of the year, personally. 2023, Lil Yachty comeback player of the year, personally. Next one, Trippie Redd. I love Letter to You. All of his love letters are great. That one, it hit. If you haven't listened to it, you got to check it out. And then my honorable mention was Tizo Touchdown. He's a very unique sound. He's almost an acquired taste at times, but he's very, very good. If you have the chops to like sit in and listen to him, very talented. And I love his shit on For All the Dogs. My one that I would say that was cold, that I wish I would have saw a little bit more from this year, and I know you didn't mention yours.
Yeah.
Mine is The Kid LAROI. I am a massive The Kid LAROI fan. His last album he put out, a couple of good songs off it. You know, the vibe's good. It just wasn't the piece that I selfishly wanted as a fan. Maybe shame on me for that, but I thought LAROI, I was expecting something a little different. He had one of the hottest features on Trippie Redd's album with Wind. Like, I was so excited for the album. was a little different. Maybe it's because he's young and the record label has a lot of, you know, say in what he wants to put out. Seemed like a lot of radio hits to me personally, but I'm excited for Leroy in 2024 still.
My cold for, and honestly, I'm going to say my cold for the artist. We didn't give one for content creator. I don't know if you have one, Osh, for that. We'll circle back to that. For my cold for music is Taylor Swift. Bottom line, Taylor Swift. The relationship's a joke. What she's doing is a joke. I don't know if Travis Kelce's in on it or if he's just the butt of the joke, but the fact that she has taken over NFL football games and every football game that she's at, she's bigger than the game. And I understand Taylor Swift is an icon, mogul, god, insert whatever you want, but she just ruined football. She ruined football.
Can I say, I don't know if you've heard this, Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce conspiracy theory, who connected them? It wasn't the NFL. They were saying that Big Pharma connected.
Yeah. I was going to say
Travis Kelce. Yeah. And I don't know if it's real, but it was right before his Pfizer stuff. Every time you search them, the Pfizer commercial comes up. If you search like Travis Kelce, the Pfizer commercial comes up. It's insane. It's actually insane. It was this really weird thing where it's like, maybe it is this whole ploy.
Well, I'm a big conspiracy guy, but if we want to go back to content creators, I'll give a negative to a category of people, not so much a specific creator, because I like to show a lot of love here. I don't really consume content that I hate. Obviously, I see a lot of bad content, but I'm not like, oh, I hate this person now. So I don't want to say that. My knock for a content creator is lack of consistency and direction. I think a lot of content creators aren't consistent when they start, and then lack of direction, which me and Joshua continue to try to find some direction, just makes it easier when you're creating content. So I would just say that to a broad category of people, whether they're starting on their journey or at the top, because there's plenty of people at the top that make bad content. So I just want to say that.
And if you want to just talk categories, because I'd love to talk category. The thing that comes to my mind is I think short form content is the thing that it's not going to die. I think there's always going to be a place for it. But I think as 2024 goes on, as 2025 goes on, as time goes on, long form content's going to win. And I think that through and through will always be the thing. I think for a while there, everyone was like, Vine, you know, TikTok, we only need 10 seconds. I think that's going away. I think people really want to invest in people. And I think that's going to be the new wave. As we transition, we both want to highlight one business. And again, this is the success of 2023, but I think we also want to stress how much in 2024 that they are trending up. And if I could buy stock in these places, I would 1,000,000% would.
Mine is, and obviously you got to be a little bit in the world, content creation or just like on the pulse of it. But this is somebody you should definitely go do some research on once again, figure out their story, why they're popping and why everybody wants to be in business with them. I would like to say everything Shahidi Brothers, John and Sammy, what they've been able to do with the Nelk Boys, Happy Dad, the network they're building with shows, just the way they're able to network, and they just seem like honestly just great people. I'm buying stock in them because Happy Dad is not going anywhere. They continue to sell out of it. Now they're coming out with beef jerky. They just seem to be on the pulse of everything.
Board jerky.
Yeah.
And they just got Canada, February 2020, they're 2024. They're doing Happy Dad in Canada. So that's a massive thing. Plus they have the board jerky that's coming out that has all their board apes that they're using. I mean, the Shahidi Brothers got it going on.
Yeah, and the last thing I want to put, just because I think what makes them great is before Happy Dad with the Nelk Boys, they've done nothing with liquor, knew nothing about it. And in a year, year and a half, however long it's been a part of, they've learned everything about it and have been dominating the market with it. So it just takes a lot of just intelligent people to be able to do that. So everything Shahidi Brothers, I love what they're doing. I'm a big fan. John, if you ever see this, hit us up.
Yeah, and not only are they smart, sorry to round that out, not only are they smart, they're like some of the hardest working guys. That's John true. And Sammy Shahidi are some of the hardest working guys. Nothing but respect and a lot of love for those two. As we go on, kind of a lateral to Happy Dad, because this person is also affiliated. But I want to shout out the the company Sunday. Sunday, for all those who don't know, is MTV Jesse Sebastiani. He was part of Nelk. He separated. He's still part of Happy Dad, but now has his own company, which is a creative agency, which in other terms, it helps other brands. They help do marketing, whatever. And then they also are venture capital, which means they create their own brands. And they've have vertically integrated their business so well that it's very admirable. And they have some of the hottest clothing out right now. Like their streetwear right now is massive. They drop something, it goes sold out in 24 hours. It's actually absolutely incredible what they're doing. It's only been a year since, really a year or two since they've really even started getting going. And the scale that they are at is incredible. Plus they document everything on YouTube, which the value for that in a company is unbelievable. It's like Mr. Beast, you know, like Mr. Beast can sell Feastables because people want to invest in Mr. Beast. And Sunday's taking that same page. And obviously what Nelk's done, Nelk has built brands off of their social. So that's what I would say. MTV Jesse, Sunday, they're killing it. Not only did they kill 2023, sold out all their drops that they did basically right away, their 2024 is going to be even bigger. And I've personally already ordered some clothes from them, so I will be giving a Sunday review and let people know if the hype is real with Sunday.
Yeah, it's a good one. I've agreed with like everything we've talked about today. I don't really have anything to disagree with. Yeah, MTV Jesse, I would buy stock in him any day.
For sure.
And that's like, that's a business, but MTV Jesse as a content creator is legendary. Like he was a part of Nelk from the beginning. Like he helped Kyle build Nelk to where it's at today. And then obviously, you know, they went separate ways and that's just business, but really buying stock in MTV Jesse, John Shahidi, everybody we mentioned, it's all love here. If you got this far, leave a like, comment, subscribe, share, roast us in the comments if you disagree. If we miss somebody that should have been an honorable mention or should have been in our top three, let us know. But as always, thank you for listening.
Thanks, guys.
I got a plan for my bros. I got a stack of this gold. I tell you I'm on a roll. About to get all this dough. Me and no fuck niggas know. I swear to God, we the ghosts. This ain't the story they told. Man, if you know, then you know. I never had to tell my dogs when we on roof for breaks. They pay for getters. They want money more than they want fake shit. I swear we go so hard, we on A-list. I see my niggas prevailing. We going hard for the hand. We gonna stack till we jaded. I just told my niggas that we on a mission. Yeah, 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 yeah. It's gonna be hard to get it. We too on par for the misses. I put my heart and my feelings on tracks I don't even feel. We bout to we drippin'. We bout to we fall.